News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We have the list of runners and riders for the Ciarán Cóirle job.
Oh yeah, but I have to correct you when you said that there'll be no Taoiseach elected today. I mean, Michael Lowry will be the de facto Taoiseach as of today. I mean, he's the guy who's now pulling the strings of this government. When you look at what's going to happen in the election of the Ciarán Cóirle. So, Verona Murphy has been put forward by the regional independents, all eight of them, and behind her has swung the 48 TDs of Fianna Fáil and the 38 TDs of Fine Gael, giving a potential vote of 94, well above the majority that will be required. We expected in a secret ballot a few votes will go astray. But not sufficient numbers that she won't get the job. It'll be historic in that it'll be the first woman to hold the position. It'll be the first independent in about two generations since Sean Tracy from my own county, Tipperary, held the role. And, you know, she's expected to easily see off the incumbent who's putting his name forward again, Sean O'Farrell, who's going forward without the backing of his party leader. Likewise, John McGuinness, also of Fianna Fáil, getting no support from his party leadership. And then Angus O'Snoddy, who will be the sole nominee from effectively the opposition benches.
Okay, now you corrected me when I said no Taoiseach elected today. Well, that is still true, Fionnán. No Taoiseach will be elected today. But what you're making mischief there, saying Michael Lowry is the de facto Taoiseach, not elected, though. Just I don't want to confuse our listeners. But
absolutely, Pat. No, we shouldn't confuse about who's actually running the country today.
Okay.
So what we are going to see, though, is, I suppose, a presaging of what's coming down the track. Because, as you say, the election almost 3 weeks ago, the last seat spilled just over, you know, 2 weeks ago. I think it was on the Monday night we had the last of the seats filled. When you look at that general election, it was kind of expected that the formation of a coalition, you know, could take quite some time. We'll come back before Christmas, elect the Ciarán Cóirle, and then give people time to put a coalition deal together. But look at what's happening today, and we'll see is there any indication beyond the mere election of the Ciarán Cóirle of many other utterances that might be made. It's looking fairly clear what the makeup of the next government is going to be. The fact that this deal to make Verona Murphy the Ciarán Cóirle is part of the independent grouping price for supporting the government means that there is a collective block there that will elect Micheál Martin formally as Taoiseach in the new year with a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael administration with the support of independents, potentially some of them also serving as either junior ministers, maybe even cabinet ministers. Yeah. And meanwhile, we basically have you know, we're still awaiting official word from the Labour Party and the Social Democrats about whether or not they will formally enter talks on going into government or not. But really, it's looking like the deal is already done.
Now, who's going to chair the event today? Because if Sean O'Farrell's name is in the hat, somebody else has got to be in the chair.
Yeah, so you'd normally start out initially with the clerk of the Dáil reading out the roll call of members elected on November the 29th, and then their nominations are sought for the role of Ciarán Cóirle. Last time there was an election, and it escapes me who chaired the session where Dennis Nocton, the former independent TD, now went up against Sean O'Farrell. So maybe the last Ciarán Cóirle, maybe outgoing Catherine Connolly, somebody like that. Yeah. If somebody is needed to be in the chair, you find
somebody anyway.
who's in. It's a fairly formulaic effect. Like it is still a new departure that we have a secret ballot. This is only the third time that it will be used. It's intended that affords some protection in terms of the the election of this important independent office holder that you can genuinely say that, no, TDs in a secret ballot gave this person a mandate. But of course, you know, that's all superseded by the fact that the leaders, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, have come out, endorsed Verona Murphy, and told their TDs to vote for her.
Now, Sean O'Farrell was objecting to this. He was saying that, that they should not be using the job as a bargaining chip because it is supposed to be someone who's utterly independent and so on. But I'm wondering, has Verona Murphy effectively ruled herself out? Because she had this to say on Southeast Radio last week. Have a listen.
No matter what anybody says, you're in a position of influence when you are the Ceann Comhairle.
Right.
You have access to every minister.
And have you got full government minister rights? Are you a full government minister if you're Ceann Comhairle? I'm just looking from the point
of
view.
It's the equivalent, yes. It is the equivalent.
Okay.
But I'm certainly in a better position as Ceann Comhairle to influence and deliver for Wexford than I would be as a TD in opposition.
Now, she sees the role of Ceann Comhairle not as the impartial chairperson, but rather someone who can use that position for the benefit of her constituents. Now, that seems to rule her out automatically. Self-disqualification.
Well, it seems to display a fundamental misunderstanding of the role of Ceann Comhairle, where you are independent, you are automatically re-elected so that you don't have to go before the people in 5 years' time and basically try to explain, well, I was the independent chair of the Dáil for the last 5 years. I was running the House of Iroquois. Therefore, I couldn't do work on the part of, on the behalf of my constituents. So that's the
And not alone I couldn't, but I shouldn't be doing that kind of work.
I wouldn't, because it would imply some impartiality. If you are on the one hand, for example, let's say a housing estate is due to be built in Wexford town, and you as the Ceann Comhairle are lobbying the Minister for Housing about that estate and the mix of social and affordable and the funding to go into it and so on and so forth. And then the following week, you're chairing questions where the opposition are putting difficult points to the minister and you're ruling in the minister's favour. Well, then it's quite clear that people are going to accuse you of bias because you're trying to keep in with the minister. So
she has confessed. There, she that has, she's going to be biased on the part of the constituents in Wexford. She's confessed it.
She has basically said that she's going to use it as a role within which she will be able to lobby and influence policy right up to the office of the Taoiseach. So this is the departure here is that you have got a relatively new TD who has only served one term. Normally, the Ceann Comhairle's job tends to go to somebody who is a veteran TD, who has served over many terms, who has perhaps served in other roles, either in government or within the Oireachtas itself. And I suppose that's why Verona Murphy's carrying out of this role is going to be watched quite closely, given the fact that she has made comments like that suggest that she won't be impartial, that she will still be acting as a regular TD.
Do you still think she's a shoo-in, given her confession that she won't be impartial?
I think the numbers are there for her. What would need to happen would be there'd need to be significant leakage from the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael benches, that all of those votes would swing in behind another contender on first or second preferences, and that there would not be others from beyond those two parties also voting.
Mind you,
the numbers are very much in her favour.
In that eight independents, they have someone who's very long serving and who would definitely get elected the next time round anyway without any need for the Ceann Comhairle's job. But Michael Lowry would be a very long-standing politician, but I can't see him winning any support from any quarter.
But that's all the way back to 1987. But I mean, in effect, he is the de facto chair of this regional independence group, block of eight TDs, some, if not all, of whom will likely be supporting the new government whether as a collective block or as individuals, and is very much somebody as well who has emphasised the need for a government to go in and to stay there for 5 years. He's doing coalition deals going back to 1994. He was a member, if not headed up, the John Bruton's negotiating team that went in and formed the Rainbow Coalition back in November of 1994, between Fine Gael, Labour and Democratic Left. So is widely experienced in these deals, has negotiated his own deals previously to support governments. So, you know, there's a wily old operator there, and that's, I think, why you're seeing a result like today coming about.
Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.